and shunned evil in verse 1. Today we would probably say he's a well-known Christian leader of the day. He trusted God. He had this relationship with God. And in the midst of that, we see the angels come, and Satan is one of those angels, and comes and talks to God. And suddenly all the forces of heaven and earth, from the east and the west, the north and the south, come against Job. And I think it's interesting to note here, when tough stuff comes in your life, it might not be all about you. There might be something happen in the heavenlies. There might be a bigger purpose to things that are happening in your life. A much larger purpose than you. And Job has that. And so the enemies come and they invade, and lightning strikes and a tornado unleashes fury. And by the end of the afternoon, the unthinkable happened. The richest man in the world had been reduced to poverty. And his 10 children had been killed in that natural disaster. And it's amazing, in the midst of that, he's able to say in Job 1, verses that Carla didn't read, but that follow, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of